Britain.
Budget. A certain idea of Britain. General de Gaulle has some important lessons for Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson is taking a fortnight's holiday in Scotland, armed with a volume of Lucretius, William Boyd's novel Any Human Heart, and Brendan Sims's Britain's Europe, A Thousand Years of Conflict and Cooperation. Few would begrudge him his break. He has lived a lifetime in the past year, having got divorced and remarried, had another child, almost died of COVID-19, and struggled with the worst crisis since the Second World War. But Badgett would nevertheless suggest adding a fourth book to his pile, Julian Jackson's A Certain Idea of France, The Life of de Gaulle. Though hefty, the book is enthralling and offers a wealth of ideas with which to fill the empty box labelled Johnsonism. Mr. Johnson is keen on great men. He's written a biography of his hero Churchill and, modesty not coming naturally to a man who as a child announced that he would become world king, has recently taken to comparing himself to Franklin D. Roosevelt. But in many ways, de Gaulle is a better fit than either. The French president saw eye to eye with Britain's prime minister on the biggest issues. He regarded the nation-state as the basic building block of civilization. He opposed Britain's membership of the EU on the grounds that Britain, by its nature, looks to the sea towards wider horizons. He devoted his post-war career to restoring confidence and dynamism to a country that had lost the first in the war and had fallen behind in the second for decades. Though Britain's situation is hardly as desperate as France's in 1945, there are similarities. The 2016 referendum spoke to profound dissatisfaction with the old regime. Confidence in national institutions is at a low ebb. Sections of the left identify Britishness with slavery and plunder, while sections of the right want to build walls against modernity.